Blog Talk Radio.
Iseta Prihanas. Each one's reality is unique, responding to his or her attitudes. The more we delight in our discoveries, the more life contrives to amaze us. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Belvaspital World Radio. We are your hosts. I'm Denise, and joined by our beautiful sister Malou in Denmark. Hello, Malou.
Hello, Denise. Hello, everybody.
We are excited. We've just been chatting about the wonderful experiences we've had since the great webinar with Almin last weekend. Actually, it was last Saturday, which is why we didn't have a Belvaspital show. We've just been chatting about that, and we thought we would share some insights from the, I keep wanting to say retreat, but from the webinar with Almin, which was so wonderful to connect with her and our life family from around the world. What was your experience of it, Malou?
I absolutely loved it. It was just so wonderful to hear Almin's voice again, you know, in a sort of a bit longer.
Yeah,
and a bit longer, not just a short audio, but, you know, for several hours. In fact, you know, it was recordings, obviously, because you can't speak for 3 hours straight. But so it was recordings. But it was just wonderful to, you know, connect with, like you said, with everybody, our light family from around the world, and connect with Almin. I felt she was really there with us. Actually, she did write that, didn't she?
Yeah,
that she was there in the chat room. So, and I could definitely feel her, and it was just amazing. I really, really enjoyed it. And the material was just brilliant.
And
it was really nice.
There was some new material, too, that we haven't had before, which was amazing.
Yeah. What was your experience with that?
The same, actually. I was so thrilled because when she started with the introduction and she was talking about the polyhedrons and the 144 facets, and you know how these represented the grid of pristine humanity and clearing them, it was actually what we did in our private retreat with her in February. And then I remembered after that retreat, she said she had gotten a lot of information about manifesting and abundance and clearing that. So it was like I was really thrilled that I was like, oh my God, yeah, this started from our silent retreat in February. So I thought that was exciting. Just about how, you know, we're becoming more refined, and by refining ourselves, we're refining life and, of course, creating, you know, a better existence for mm-hmm. all life. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I was thrilled with that. And, of course, just I, too, felt very connected, and it was like she was right there with us. And it was a large number that there was a lot of people on the call.
Yes. I don't know how many, but we were quite a few. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think people have, you know, obviously we've missed Almeen, and you know, so having a chance to connect with her this way is just really nice, really fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's affordable. You don't have to leave your house. You know, there's no flights, there's no baggage, there's no planning.
Yeah,
it's true. You can sit in your pajamas and listen.
Yeah.
So,
and also you get the recordings afterwards. I haven't revisited it yet, but you know, all the material, all the wheels and the gates and all the, you know, the written material, and also the recording itself. You know, we have access to that. You get access to that. So that's really nice. So I definitely want to, you know, print out all the wheels and all the stuff for the ceremonies, because we didn't have a chance to do that beforehand. So so I look forward to doing the ceremonies again and having all the wheels ready and stuff. So
yeah, actually I did. I printed them all out and I redid, because we had two meditations which Almeen led, and one was for manifesting peace on earth. And the other was for creating a harmonious environment. So I have done actually both of those since.
Oh, okay.
And the ceremony for abundance, I've printed out and done that. What I loved too was how she talked about the, you know, why the manifestation doesn't take place so effortlessly, and about clearing the density, which of course we have been doing all along with the sacred tools that we work with. It's all part of that. We're just refining it. I guess. But Almeen had recommended using the Haric net, which people know is working with the navel and the black waters to clear density or distortions, clear the programs. So I found myself this week doing that, because ultimately it comes down to resisting life. So anytime I found myself, you know, like I'm in traffic and I'm getting irritated because some guy has cut me off, you know, rather than reacting to that, I found myself, if I just like consciously used the Haric net, it instantly dissolved that negative reaction or that negative emotion. So I was kind of playing with that this week, which was fun.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think about the grid of pristine humanity, that we actually have to repair that? That was sort of a new thing for me, because I've never, as far as I remember, I never heard Almeen speak about repairing anything that, or anything was broken as such. Have you noticed that she said that we needed to repair the grid of humanity, of pristine humanity, in order to, that was actually the as manifesting was really actually repairing the pristine, the grid of pristine humanity. And that was a new angle or new perspective for me.
Yeah.
I thought it was, you know, attracting or creating or manifesting something in particular, I mean, something that I would like to see. But I guess it automatically shows up when you repair that grid.
Well, I think she talked about, like, that was the with the polyhedrons and how they become damaged and distorted, you know, whether it's a natural disaster that happens on the earth or it's trauma we've suffered as a child, it distorts that grid, which everybody has. Everybody carries that. And repairing it then, it helps clear the blocks to manifesting. I love too, Malou, that I hadn't known before was working with the time map and the bird clock and the fairy clock all at once. So I really love that, and I've been because Almin had recommended there's a way to work with the three of them together. And I've been doing that in the morning, but then when I re-listened to the recording, there was another part she recommends to do at night, which I had not been doing that. So I'm going to add that little part to the ritual.
That's wonderful. But yeah. I've been so busy this week, you wouldn't believe it. I've really been busy, so I haven't really done, I mean, I've been drawing the cards. I should have been, you know, drawing a card here and there, or maybe several once a day. So I haven't really worked with the exact protocol with the bird clock, with the time map, I mean. I do the time map every day. I set that up every day, but I haven't been using the fairy clock and because I haven't printed it all out. So I really look forward to that. And also I feel with this that I can't remember if she mentioned it, but Belvaspata sort of, I think that would work really well with the time map as well, and with healing that grid. It feels like, I don't know, there's a connection there somehow.
Well, she does recommend the Kanish Belvaspata and working with the Sigil of Blahut, which is the angel gods, in helping to restore the pristine humanity, pristine humanness. You're right. Like, even if we, you know, do the first 7 sigils from Kanish Belvaspata, like the first level, has a huge impact on our environment and clearing that, clearing those. I find it really creates a more harmonious environment if we can practice even, you know, you can't do all levels, but at least the first 7 sigils, it really does make a difference. But since the webinar, Malou, have you experienced any miracles?
Yeah. I have, in fact. I all of a sudden, you know, completely unexpected, I received a, you know, sort of a, for me, large sum of money. It was like almost $1,000 in back from taxes. Wow. I mean, I think that's the first time that ever happened in my life. So I was so surprised, and it really, I was so thrilled about that. That was amazing.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was, and then I actually, and this, you know, it's money. It could have been sort of anything, you know, positive coming in. Well, actually, there was also another thing. I got a really, really, really nice bicycle for my son for like nothing.
Oh.
I almost got it just as a gift, almost. It was just amazing. I did not expect that either. And then another, you know, a little sum of money that was not expected either. All of this in 1 week, and I'm sure there's been more things, but because I've been really, really busy, and these things just sort of showed up this week.
It's amazing. I know.
Yeah. And it's just, you know, I know where the money goes, and it's going to go, because I really need it, but I haven't, you know, I didn't think about it. It just sort of happened.
Yeah.
And, it just feels, you know, like a blessing. It just feels like a miracle. Well, it is a miracle.
It is a miracle. It is. And, you know, I think that's the whole thing. Like, it's, you know, where we are in existence right now, it's about enjoying the journey and allowing life to surprise us pleasantly and appreciate these gifts. And yeah, and I think the more we focus on that, then the more we attract it.
Yeah, but it just felt so massive. I mean, it's just within a few days after the webinar and after I've been doing that ceremony, all these things shows up. And also another thing is that I'm doing a sort of like a little, you know, like a program, like a 6-week thing, you know, every Thursday evening with some people here at my house with some training and spiritual things. And it just filled, like within a day or 2 days, it just completely filled.
Effortlessly.
That's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's really, really nice. And another thing actually that also happened this week was that I'm doing a retreat or like a workshop at a really, really nice place, like a wellness, you know, / spa sort of hotel, like an old-fashioned style, just right by the ocean. And they are very much into, you know, organic food, local, how do you say that, produce, you know.
Yeah.
And it's very, very nice. Anyway, and they were completely booked until the fall, October, November or something. I said, wow, I would just really like to do something down there in the summer. And then they said, well, by the way, we just had a cancellation in July. Would you like to book that weekend? I sure do.
Wow, that's amazing.
I couldn't believe it. I said, wow, how lucky is that? I mean, that's incredible.
Yeah.
So, and all this happened in 1 week. So I was really excited about that.
That's incredible. Yeah.
What about you? What have you experienced?
Actually, very similar. I've had very similar events happen. And I'm sure there's more if I even sat and thought about it. But the same thing, money has come from unexpected places. It's almost like I only have to, you know, put slight intention on something that I would like to see happen and let it go. And then I get something even better that it's like the little surprises, you know, it's like, oh my God, really? That's even better than I imagined. And yeah, it's just seems like life is unfolding much more effortlessly. And I was actually, because I do my little ritual in the morning where I set everything up, as Alvin had suggested. And then I'm like, love the rune. So I always pick a rune. And on Thursday, I got, because what I'm finding from the week for me is I have so much, it feels like so much more clarity than I had before. But I picked a rune. It was Thursday. I picked a rune. And it was to have, it was sacred ritual. So I sat with that for a few minutes. Okay, how can I bring sacred ritual into my day? So I felt guided because, you know, I'm moving and clearing out a lot of stuff. So I have books and products from Almin that, you know, we use for retreats. But so I had some obsolete books that, as you know, have to be, you know, taken care of in a sacred way. So I felt like I have two boxes left to, you know, purify. So I felt like I needed to have a purification ceremony for the books. So I went to, there's a beautiful park not far from our house, and they have fireplaces that you can, it's very private, and you know, I went Thursday morning, so there's like no one around. And I did this sacred ceremony for getting rid of some of the obsolete material of all means. And it was, Malu, it was magical. Like, you should have seen at one point from in the fire, I could see there was a rose, and the rose went from being, you know, very dark and black to it was glowing like white. But it was the pages, but I could see the rose. And of course, you know, I'm like blessing and purifying myself at the same time that I'm doing this ceremony. But I felt like I was purifying, you know, the cosmic DNA is what I felt was taking place. It was really amazing. And the birds that were out and singing, and then they'd be quiet, and then they get really loud. When it was very amazing, actually. I really loved it. Like, it felt amazing to be there doing that. But then, like, the things that I was seeing in the fire was amazing. And
so, what do you think? Were there fire beings?
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. And there was angels. I could see there was, because some of it was like old wheels that were with came with Bhav Aspatar. That so, you know, I asked that the sigils and angels that went with these wheels, that they go through, you know, the 18 cycles of life, and they gracefully purify and enlighten. Then, you know, just to, so I could see angels in the flames too. Yeah, it was amazing.
Oh, that sounds magical.
But when I came back, then when I came home, I went on the diary, and there was something Almeen had put on there about, I don't know if it was the death of Prince or, anyways, it was something about purifying life. And I was like, oh, I just felt so happy that it was, you know, on the same page.
Yes, yes. Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's just those little synchronicities, right? That,
yes, exactly.
Yeah, it was fun and what, magical.
Would you recommend people to create a sacred ritual like this? You know, burn their things in a sort of a fire, or, you know, a sacred ritual like this?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean,
even though it's not, you know, wheels or sigils or anything, but I suppose it could be anything really, like old books or anything obsolete, really, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And if we do it, you know, consciously by proxy, you know, we can purify all past lives, we can purify the earth. Yeah, I mean, everything is alive, everything has energy.
Yeah.
So it's just being respectful, and for me anyway, that's what it feels like. And just, you know, I respect and honor everything. So but
wow.
I know, it's just, yeah,
excuse me, sorry, go ahead.
No, good. I was just going to say, it's just, you know, being conscious and aware in the moment of what we're creating, whether it's our acts or it's our thoughts.
Yes. And, you know, because you're moving soon.
Yeah.
You know, I imagine it must be a wonderful way to sort of, you know, clear not only... Or you know, clear the things that you want to get rid of or that are obsolete, but also clear the area and sort of burn away all that no longer serves you or your environment and the house that you live in. And, you know, it feels very grand to me. It's not just localized to specific things that you were burning, but burning away things that no longer serve or that are obsolete in general. It feels very big to me. when you talk about it.
It felt that way to me too, Malou. Mm-hmm. It felt like it was more than just me getting rid of stuff, that it was a much more, like I'm, you know, because I am, as I'm going through and releasing things, you know, I'm consciously blessing and say, you know, offering as I'm cleaning house, but I'm cleaning house for Mother Earth, I'm cleaning house for humanity.
Yeah.
And it does. It feels big and it feels grand. But I think a lot of people, though, are going through that right now when I talk to people. You know, they're moving house or they're moving, you know, to other places. They're letting go of stuff. That it seems to be a big clearing now happening for a lot of people, I think.
I think so, too. Yes, yes.
Yeah. So, well, we're very grateful for all of these amazing synchronicities and, you know, just wonderful instant manifestations, because the more, you know, the more we clear ourselves of our programs and our, you know, which is actually, it's a daily thing.
It is, isn't it? You know, I think about it every day. And, you know, also when I set up the time map for the day, you know, I carry that with me throughout the day. And I'm very aware about not judging, which I constantly do. And I constantly remind myself, you know, it shouldn't be, you know, or value judgment, or, you know, where does this belief come from? Is it even a belief? Is it an automatic response? What is it? You know, I feel like I'm becoming more and more aware of my actions, of my thoughts and my emotions, where do they come from? And it feels like the more I'm aware, the easier, you know, I was going to say, of course, but the easier it is to release it. But it's sort of like, it feels graceful. It feels effortless somehow. It feels more effortless than it used to. Like last year, 2015, you know, nothing was effortless. I mean, there was a lot of work involved. But now it feels like it's sort of just more, it's a smoother road now. And I hear that from other people as well. It feels more supported somehow.
Yeah, definitely. I agree with you. And actually, one of my mantras is life loves and supports me in all ways. So you're right. It does feel that way, though, too, as an experience. But so good tools to work with: the Haricnet, God Merkaba for creating your sacred space.
Yeah.
And Malou, do you think if anybody had missed the webinar last week, they can still get it, like sign up for it?
I'm sure they can. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. So highly recommend it, highly recommend it. If you want to create more abundance, more magic, miracles in your life, it's such an incredible tool. And we're very grateful to Almeen and the A-Team and all our life family who's doing this with us. So we'd love to hear from you. If you, any of our listeners, would like to share their experience from the week, if they've taken part in the webinar, or any questions about Bhav Aspital, we'd love to hear from you. Mm-hmm. So please contact us. You can email Bhav Aspital World Radio at gmail.com. And I think we're just at the end of our show, Malou. So thank you for a wonderful chat, and it's always great. Have a magical week.
Thank you. You too, Denise. Bye bye.
Bye. Thanks, everyone. Good night.